Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabib Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the country thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. All ears here. All topics available. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. And a big shout to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Big shout outs and hope you're well. And keep doing what you're doing in regard to the yarns and the messages and the music that's happening with our mob across the nation. Fantastic. All right, with that, so look, a new data reveals Aussies avoiding hearing checks despite knowing health impacts. World Hearing Day, 3rd of March, hearing loss has been linked to a cognitive decline and reduced quality of life. However, new data reveals less than a quarter, 21% of Australians, age 40, consider getting their hearing checked annually. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Lauren McNee, experienced clinician and audiologist at Audica Hearing Clinic. And we do have Lauren on the line. Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
In Sydney.
In Sydney, right. Thank you very much. So, look, yeah, World Hearing Day, 3rd of March, and acknowledge to all people who are working in this industry, but also to all Australians in regarding the hearing. So, just give us updates in regarding, well, the data reveals new Aussies avoiding hearing checks despite knowing health impacts. Shed some light on that, please.
Yeah, sure thing. We've just found that people are forgetting to put hearing in the category when they're looking at all of the things that they do for their work. Out for other areas in their health, the hearing check is just not happening, even though the research tells us that if you have an untreated hearing loss, it can have people become more socially isolated or depressed. So there's actually quite a significant consequence to not having those hearing checks done.
Are we talking all ages, or as we get close to over the 50 and above?
Yeah, we say that once you get to sort of 26, you should get a screening done every few years to see what's happening. Obviously, people who are exposed to loud noise or work can have a higher chance of having hearing loss, and that can happen at a younger age. It can also come from family, so it's a good idea. There's no harm in getting it checked every few years just to make sure, because a hearing loss can often sneak up on you. You don't know it's there. Other people around will help compensate. Maybe the volume on the TV is a bit louder, for example, so people don't realise that they have a problem.
So talking about prevention, of course, do you find that the different industries are doing their bit in regarding safety precautions for workers?
Yeah, so we find that the huge improvement in the availability of protective equipment. I think something I was talking to someone the other day, I had a renovation and, you know, the tiler would just cut just one tile without his hearing protection on. I said to him every time, because when it's just that one, you know, so it's important that if they're provided to you as part of your job that you actually wear them.
Sure.
And also things like, you know, earbuds and headphones for listening to music, making sure that that's kept at a sensible volume, because that's starting to impact people as well.
So when we have annual checkup, we need to put ear at the table as well, ears. Get that checked as well.
Absolutely, that's it. Don't forget your poor ears.
Thank you, fantastic. And how are we looking in the space in regarding audiologists? How's this country looking regarding audiologists? Have we got enough audiologists out there?
Look, we've got a reasonable number of audiologists coming out of the universities. Sometimes yes. It's harder to have people in the regional areas, but I think because we've got such a good choice across the different universities and also people from other countries who are willing to come to Australia and be clinicians, you know, there's a lot of, I suppose, a pool of people, but in the regional areas it's always helpful to be adding to that.
And what about the Indigenous space? Any Indigenous audiologists on the coast?
Yeah, there's a huge Indigenous program run by the government through their hearing services program. So there's options available with subsidies for Indigenous people. And there are huge screening programs also available. Now, I have to be honest, it's not an area I work in all the time, but I do know that they are definitely available.
Well, I'm hearing you, partner punt. Lauren, thank you for the yarn. All the best to you and your team. And look, keep doing what you're doing. And happy World Hearing Day.
Thank you so much.
You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Lauren McNee, her name is. Experienced clinician and audiologist at Audica Hearing Clinic. And the findings by Audica Australia highlight how hearing health continues to be overlooked, despite the majority, 84% of people, knowing that untreated hearing loss can affect mental health. In fact, three quarters, 74%, believe they don't need a test, often dismissing hearing loss as an age-related issue, while 11% unaware of the importance of regular hearing checks. So when you do your annual checkup, make sure you check your ears as well, people. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn up to yours truly. Your host, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your yarn. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
Come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flop out, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite Chicken Island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles Beach, if not, say see you walk. If I know low boat, I low dinghy, you achieve an island too.
Yeah, Cecilia Wharf there, Black Image, your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn with Merv on the line from WA. Merv, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Trevor. How are you doing, brother?
I'm well, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Merv?
I'm a Minang Willaman Noongar man from the southwest of WA, down Albany Way.
Yes, beautiful. And big shout out to your mob, brother. What you want to yarn about today, brother?
We've got a stolen wages compensation over here in WA.
Stolen wages conference, yes.
Yeah, compensation.
Oh, compensation. Excuse me.
Yeah, and they're offering our people between $10,000 and $16,000.
Yes.
To share amongst siblings if the parents are deceased. And I think it's a great disgrace, brother.
Sure.
Because a lifetime of slavery.
Yeah.
A lifetime of slavery. That's what we're talking about.
Seems like a tokenistic operation, you would think, brother. Is what I'm picking up.
Absolutely, it was a court case and a court determination and all that. But I think it's actually an insult, insult to our old people. Past and the ones present.
Yes.
You know, a lot of them grew up as child slaves and that in the missions and all that. And then our mob worked and cleared all the land and made the roads, the railways, everything under slavery and government policies, which withheld their wages and that. And what I don't think is being told is a lot of that was held in trust under the Aboriginal Protection Act and Native Welfare. A lot of those monies were held in trust. Where did that monies go?
Exactly.
And when we're talking about all these years later, where's the interest on all that money?
Yep, where is the payback, exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, if you look at the operation this day and age, you're working for an organisation, a company or a government organisation, whatever case may be, and if they weren't giving you the award wage, so to speak, and it's been 9 months, they pay you back what they didn't pay you, what you were owed, and then the interest. Well, that doesn't happen with stolen wages, does it, bro?
Absolutely, brother. That's absolutely my point. Our people are being dudded, and quite similar to redress and native title and all that. Mm. Everything they offer our people, put on the table, is actually an insult for what our people have gone through. And when you look at exactly what you said, you know, there's interest on award wages and all that there. Where's all this money? Why are they offering a pittance? And why I believe they're offering so little? I know our people are so poor and impoverished, and that a lot of our mob will take money or take anything because they have nothing, and they are relying on that impoverishment. For our people to grab and take whatever they can get.
Exactly.
And, you know, we don't blame our people for that.
No.
Because they're poor. But it's an insult, moral, political and otherwise, on government to do this to our people after all we've been through.
Yes.
And to offer our people $10,000 to $16,000 per family if the elders are deceased, the parents are deceased. It's an insult. It's barely enough to put a tombstone on their grave.
Exactly, brother. It's a case of tick and flick from the government, isn't it?
It is, brother. And the people negotiating it, the lawyers and everyone else. For instance, we've got Shine Lawyers doing this over home here for our people. Well, they get millions of dollars
out
of it.
Exactly.
You know, they get millions of dollars for doing the court cases. And our people are given, given nothing.
Well, the lawyers get their money, what have you. It's a money-making machine for so-called lawyers and legality side of things. But the victim, we're talking about our people, get pittance. And it is a slap in the face, isn't it?
They do get a slap in the face and a pittance. And, you know, for all the suffering they've been through, and, you know, I say it like this. Our old people lived poor and died poor.
Sure.
Because of these policies and enacted on our people.
Mm.
When they talk about redress and compensation and that, you know, all the lawyers and all the legal teams and everyone else makes money, proper money, and, you know, our people have got nothing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when we're talking about a lifetime of slavery, it was black slavery. It was black slavery.
Yes.
Our people were given tea, sugar, dripping,
tobacco.
A bit of flour and tobacco
exactly.
And that. You know, for working, and when I say working, our people cleared this land. They cleared all these farming, agricultural, farming lands. Our people sweat, blood and tears. They cleared it all, same as the rails and same as the roads.
Yeah.
They made this country what it is. Out of black slavery, and government do an insult, the courts and everyone else. They know exactly what they're doing.
Mm.
They know what they're doing, and by giving so little to our people, and I say our people need to say no. We want the
money, the true money that's owed to us, the figures and what have you.
We want the true money value,
yes.
Plus the interest for all those years, all those. You know, we're talking about generations of slavery. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but if you're talking about wrong payment, this day and age, everyone is awarded the wage that they should be getting and the back pay on that plus the interest. Well, it doesn't happen with our black people, brother.
No, and it's really sad, and it's disheartening, and I just feel for my people.
Well, you've highlighted, my brother. Thank you very much, and look, it gets the conversation out there. Thank you for sharing. Merv, you take care, brother. Keep in touch and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Thank you, brother. Much respect.
See you, brother. Bye-bye.
See you,
brother. There it is. That's Merv calling from WA and talking about stolen wages, what have you. So there's a compensation going on over there at WA. He strongly believes it's pittance and it's just cheating the black people, our ancestors, who some of them have already left us. should be passed on to their family. But that's what it's all about this day and age. If you're getting wrong wages, then you are back paid and plus interest and what have you. It doesn't seem to happen for our mob. Maybe you want to talk about that. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbarib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. National Talk Black. Thinking about your body next to mine. Butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, you mob. It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM. Also, NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
This my team, yeah. Hit around the mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team, yeah. Hit around the mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team. Do this on the daily, to my lad Tigers, you McGrady. Can you remember the name? You're so hard like a Murray boomerang. Run hard all day. Robbie jump for feet up, Griffin Freeway. Right. WAC, Ricky Wolf at the Rose Brothers. Then there's R.A.P., Nathan Merritt and Wizzy P. Then there's WLC, Storm. Uncle Mike, R.I.P. Willie G. Tablum's got Ray Bell. Pure Pro's got the trail. I'll always be proud, see. A.B. and Walk. Yeah, we. And that's how it's done. Cody Walker, Vangelan. Coming through with nothing but the hits. N.A.B. Briggs Brothers, Will Smith. He's off to the try line. Jimmy Roberts, Bloodline. All heart, no quitters. No one here, Dennis Morin, Dean Witters. This my team, yeah. Here to run a mark. I ain't doing all this for us. Me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. It's my team, and I run the next team. Need to run a mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team.
Give me that ball, I'ma run that ball up. Split them in half, kick back and watch me tear them apart. I'm the smallest man with the biggest odds. Something like Boy Hoppy, Matty Bowen and Roy Byra. Coming at you, going back to back. Got the Southern Dingoes and I got Warriors with the side that's stacked. From number one to the bench, we got a mad pack. This our year to take out the All Blacks and beat the winners of the Curry Knockouts. So say what you want, try being your best. In the engine room, we got Joshy K, Adi B, Kawe, Dave Fafita, and Phil Dennis. Bala James, Billy Mack, putting on the mad shot swap. Defense tend to attack. Costa picks up the ball. Shows and go backed up by Gaga, Selwyn Cobo. Baba boys backing up in support. It's time my time, yo, war. Off to the dry line to score. Yeah, ain't nobody stopping me. My name's Charlie, Jamal Fogarty. Then you got Wes Conlin, Percy Pega, Yaraba, Seahawks, Charlie Mega. You know we'll always be there. Expect a fail, worry wins. I'll be Gaia and Bobby Blitz. I wear my jersey with pride like I'm Mandu Saltner or about a 9-9.
This my team, yeah. Need to run a mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team. Here yeah. To run a mark. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team.
Think I've choked, so shatter all the issues. life's just trying to keep me broke. You break up all the truth only to leave no hope. Tell me why you keep me running now. Till the dust, there ain't nothing now. Tell me why you keep me running now. Until it's time to let it go. Know your ocean ain't gonna hold me. When you don't try to be still for the time.
Too many times.
If my mouth is a river, what became the tide?
If my mouth is a river, what became the tide?
Pushing up the stream, my tongue is fighting wild.
Pushing up the stream, my tongue is fighting wild.
Finding at the power that is in this spine.
Finding at the power that is in this spine.
No one can make me something else that I cannot make me myself. No one can make me something.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Lesson well, my boy.
to Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong. Let's look at news. What's headlines? National Indigenous Times. A senator named after a man who fought for land rights will continue to honour his legacy. Indigenous-led senator launched a continuing Mabo legacy. It was more than 30 years ago when a landmark legal case brought about by Eddie Koki Mabo and fellow Mer Islanders recognised the rights of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to their lands. The centre opening in Perth on Tuesday will continue the forefather of Native Title's legacy, which began in 1982 when the group lodged their legal claim in the High Court for ownership of their lands. The Mabo Centre will focus on advancing First Nation leadership and improving economic outcomes for communities throughout land and sea rights. Dr. Mabo's family gifted the centre his name with his daughter Gail Mabo, saying the centre will continue the fight for justice. Through winning the case, Dad gave the right for all First Australians to celebrate those things we hold most dear to us, she said, to bring back our voices, to bring back our culture, to bring back strength to the proud people that we are. Mabo Centre co-chair Jamie Lau said Dr. Mabo's contributions left an enduring influence in Australia, inspiring generations of Indigenous activists in their fight for rights to country. The Mabo decision was handed down 33 years ago, starting the recognition of Native Title in law. The Gundumara and Junawurung men said, however, as traditional owners, we have known for over 65,000 years that we have rights to country. It's time that Native Title met the needs of traditional owners and can continue to do so for generations. The Mabo Centre will establish under a partnership between the National Native Title Council and the University of Melbourne. It was conceived following a long process of consultation about the challenges and barriers to self-determination and economic prosperity through the land and sea rights, co-chair Marcia Lankin said. It's time for a new mechanism to consider the impact of land and resource use and extraction from our lands within the rights framework, she said. The First Nation-led partnership will be guided by an advisory board with Mr. Lowe, Professor Langton, and University of Melbourne Dean of Business and Economics, Paul Kaufman, as co-chairs, and Larakia Wadri and Centre Aronte lawyer, Eddie Cabullo, as director. Professor Cabullo said the Mabo Centre will support First Nation governance and provide the policy base to enable agreement making aiming for justice for Indigenous people. Justice is about much more than the law and rectification of wrongs, he says. It's about provision of knowledge and opportunities to make change. There it is. Nice story there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
Yenda banapi bamanda, yenda bakatyanda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do. Walking frame blues, steady, steady is the best I can.
chanting days are over, but that's all right. I hardly ever stay up late at night.
No need to boogie and no need to waltz. Seems my legs have got some serious faults.
So I don't twist.
I don't shout. Getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
It's got four wheels of fire and a cushy seat. Just enough room for me at my feet.
Just because
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
No need to rush. I don't care if I'm late. No hurry up to the pearly gates.
Me and Mr. Zimmer were the best of friends. Bosom buddies when the evening ends.
So it's early to bed and early to rise. Just getting round is an old man's prize.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Stay up late at night.
So I don't twist, I don't shout.
Just getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Man with a red walking frame.
Yes, my girl. Goes faster than a blue one.
Can't we go now? If we leave now, we'll get there by dawn.
Steady, steady, my girl. We'll get there.
Steady, steady. Slowly, slowly. Oh.
Which way you feel?
Oh, I saw you now. Can't we mother sit down? Oh.
Got the walking frame. Steady, steady is the best I can.
Get a feeling that I wanna escape. I just wanna get out, but you tell me to stay. I can't get my head round all that you say. You're pointing one direction, but I just keep going my way. I'm aiming for the sky, please open your mind. I need up.
Ready for the Sky, Badra, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. A collaboration between traditional owners and Charles Darwin University, CDU, a PhD student, has resulted in 11 sacred sites across Arnhem Land being registered by the Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority. And look, fantastic. When you look at the likes of Rio Tinto and regarding image rehab by funding University Indigenous Centre, nearly 5 years after the global mining giant grew global condemnation for destroying ancient Indigenous rock sites, Rio Tinto is still trying to make amends. So that's virtually the topic we're talking about. We're going to catch up a yarn with Sam Williams, PhD candidate, and talk about this space. Sam, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Sam. Where are you based?
I'm in Darwin at the moment.
Darwin, all right. Thank you very much. Look, fantastic. Sacred sites are located on country and a collaboration between traditional owners and Charles Darwin. Look, fantastic. Resulting in 11 sacred sites across Arnhem Land being registered by Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority, AAPA. Look, fantastic. And this should have been done yonks ago, and this should be across the country, if not the world, my friend.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's something that the group of elders I've been collaborating with in this town called Manningarita in Arnhem Land have wanted for a very, very long time, and just haven't had the support that they've needed to do that. But, after many decades of trying, we've now got those sites registered. So, yeah, it's a real good news story.
Well, when you look at what happened with ever since Rio Tinto illegally blew up 46,000-year-old sacred rock caves in Western Australia and Juncan Gorge, back in 2020, this is goes without saying. It should have been in place and should be part of law if we look at it. Mm. And the first peoples, we're talking 60,000 years, Australia should be embracing that, should they not?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. The piece of legislation that the sites have been registered under is this. It's a Northern Territory Act, the Northern Territory Aboriginal Sacred Sites Act. Mm. And that act actually, technically according to the law, all sacred sites are protected under that act, whether or not they're registered with ARPA, the Aboriginal Protected Areas Authority.
Sure.
But in practice, the registrations mean that there is a sort of higher level of care for those places, and there won't the sacredness of them can't be called into dispute if something does happen now that they are registered. So as much as it's also a symbolic thing that traditional owners have wanted to be done, that their sacred sites and their country are recognised under Western law as well as their own law.
Thank you, Sam. So with the registration, that means no mining companies are allowed to mine within these areas, because it's protected now,
so
is that
any,
right?
Any developer who wants to do something on this land would have to get an authority certificate from ARPA, and that certificate would show that there are areas where no works can take place, where there's a sacred site. It
so
doesn't
fantastic,
give the developer any information about the sites, but it just shows that they're there on this country and they need to be not interfered with or trespassed on yet.
So the rules and regulations, Sam, would that be across the country, or is that only in Northern Territory at the moment?
Yeah, so that's only Northern Territory piece of law, the Sacred Sites Act.
Yes.
And, you know, it's an interesting point, because one of the sites that my collaborators wanted to register is a sacred site that's out in the ocean, but it's actually far enough in the ocean that it's outside of the waters of the Northern Territory. It's in the Commonwealth of Australia, but it's not inside the Northern Territory.
Sure.
And so it couldn't be protected under this law. And now we're trying to find some other avenues, like heritage laws or things like that, that could offer some protection for that site. But it's all of this interesting meeting point of Western law and Indigenous law that creates so many complexities, and it's complicated to navigate. Yeah.
But if you look at it, what it has done here, the registration of Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority, AAPA, like I said, it should be across other territories, other states, across the nation, if you look at it, but protection of the sites, so very important. It should be templated across the country, if you look at it, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, and when, you know, the conversations I've had with my collaborators in Meningrida, you know, it's just such a privilege to sit down and with so many elders and hear the stories they have of these places. They are so deeply spiritually potent. A lot of them are very dangerous places, and they're actually concerned about, you know, white fellas or whoever trespassing on these sites, partly for the protection of the site, but also partly
protection
for the safety of other people.
Exactly.
Because if they go to these places without permission, they could end up in severe physical harm.
Well, and exactly. Whether you believe in our ancestors or our spirits, you know, spirits of our ancestors, the fact remains is it's a sacred site, you know.
Exactly.
You don't go and build a resort on a graveyard, do you?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, so very important. So congratulations. Big shout out to the traditional owners there. Thank you for the work that you're doing. It is a team effort, but like I said, it should be templated across the country, Sam. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that's the case. Yeah, thanks for the chat.
Great. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Dilly Young there. Sam Williams, his name is, PhD candidate. And, look, talking about the sacred sites are located in the country of Mooring and Kunbalalang and traditional lands between Ala, that's Relief Point, and Karabu, that's Gumradia Point, between the communities of Waruru and Meningrida. So, look, fantastic. And working together with Charles Darwin University, and it is a team effort in that sense. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. 10 minutes left on the program. Got the news coming up very soon. Stay tuned for that. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. My Kind of Life, Yothu Yindi here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to the time. We're turning to Trevor Signs off. Thank you very much for your company, Mob. 1 hour program here, National Talk Black, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns and New Dindi country. BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. Big shout out to the board of directors here, management and the team. Thank you very much. And NERS as well, National Digital Radio Service. Murray just steering the ship. If it's your ship, your mob, you can yarn up tomorrow, 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn soon, your mob, too deadly.
Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. I, to indigenize history's information. O, is to overcome the obstaculization. N, is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R, is to recognize from the past the injustices. Recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors. Recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought. Recognizing the distance from putting change into thought.
Recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war. Recognizing the names of our elders upon the wall. Recognizing the fathers, how they pass down to their sons. Recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. To indigenize information on the board. To indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life. Overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. To indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. To identify there's no law for sniffing paint. To identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you were Blade deciding fate. And it's for nowhere near never giving up. It's like you're taking the very last sip from the very queen's cup. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize. To indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize. It's to recognize. To indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize.
All right. Every day,
here's my